This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott.
Some neighborhoods in East Los Angeles are living with the legacy of a battery recycling plant that operated for decades. That legacy is lead contamination, and it's so bad the county assessor is voluntarily revaluing homes if their sale prices have dropped. As Marketplace's Jed Kim reports, the effort will help some more than others.
Scott Seltzer just celebrated his first anniversary of owning a home in Boyle Heights. When he bought, he had no idea about the lead contamination problem from the old Exide Technologies plant. Had he known, what's the likelihood he would have gone through with the sale?
I would say 90% not, even though this is an affordable area and I love my house and love everything about it.
But he doesn't love how lead especially damages children. Though Seltzer doesn't have any kids now, he might like to someday.
My girlfriend and I would have to get tested if we were to have kids at this point, and you know, it's a major factor, and we'll see what happens after they test us, but we'll make our decision after that.
That kind of consideration could affect home prices. That's why L.A. County Assessor Jeff Prang ordered his office to revalue about 10,000 homes near the site.
The homes that will be the most impacted are the ones that changed ownership most recently, probably from 2006 till today. Those are the properties that will be the most heavily impacted.
Seltzer could get a property tax break if his home's value has dropped. Not Terry Cano, who lives just down the block. She was pretty much raised here. Her home is immaculate. The dogs in her yard aren't allowed inside lest they track in lead-laced dirt. Her soil tested extremely high. Cano has a host of health problems she attributes to the lead. Autoimmune disease, severe asthma, strokes.
There's so many things that are wrong with me, and I'm only 43.
Cano's house has been in her family for generations. She already has a low property assessment, so she probably won't be getting a tax break. On top of that, she fears no one would want her property.
I can't sell, and so if I can't sell, I can't relocate, and I can't afford to pay this mortgage and another mortgage or a rent elsewhere. So we're kind of stuck here.
She's waiting for her soil to be cleaned by the state. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.